But right now, we're going to hold a former Cowboys head coach's roundtable. And this is brought to us by Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And joining us on the Ticket Hotline, three former Cowboys head coaches. We are joined by the Cowboys head coach of the early aughts, Dave Campo, currently the secondary coach. Morning, Coach.
Morning, Craig. Obviously, I've been here before. I've seen this play out before.
Yes, you have, and we're going to get your thoughts on it here during this roundtable. Also joining us is the former Cowboys head coach from the late 90s, Chan Gailey. Morning, Coach.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, I may just be an old country boy from Georgia, but for the life of me, I can't figure out how your voice is somehow coming out of this here plastic banana thing.
Chan Gailey, of course, is the current head coach of the Buffalo Bills. You would think he would be familiar with the telephone.
Are you the devil?
No. I'm just, well, I guess to some, I'm a talk show host.
All right, Dan.
And also joining us is the most former Cowboys head coach, the recently fired Wade Phillips. Good morning, Coach.
Hi, Craig.
How are you?
Well, I got plenty of time on my hands, so let's do this thing, I guess.
Okay. Well, why don't we go through and just get each of your personal stories as to how it came down. How did Jerry fire you, Coach Campo?
Well, it's kind of weird because actually he never told me I was fired. I mean, I read about it in the paper that he's meeting with Bill Parcells. The next thing I know, my office is cleaned out, and I'm working for Jacksonville.
Wow.
He, to this day, he's never told me that I was fired, so as far as I'm concerned, I'm the interim head coach.
Okay. That's a very strange way of doing business. What about you, Chan? How did it go down when Jerry fired you?
Dave, I swear you'd gripe with a ham under each arm.
What the hell does that mean?
Jerry gave you a job, and you ought to be appreciative of that. You ought not to gripe about Jerry.
Okay.
Now, I reckon every one of Jerry's coaches got a good falling out in the butt end of transpirings that happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I sure thought I was in high cotton when Jerry hired me. I was much obliged. At that time, there ain't too many NFL owners willing to hire an old country boy to do city boy work like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when he offered it over to me, that job looked prettier than a glob of butter melting on a stack of wheat cakes. And I there for a while, it coursed pretty well, but I can't really recall how it ended. I remember he started wanting me to win games, and that started things falling out.
Okay, yeah.
And then he wanted me to cut out my corncob pipe smoking at fancy dress parties. And then in the end, I reckon he thought I was about as handy as a back pocket on a shirt, so he just went ahead and turned me loose.
Okay.
I remember when he fired me because I was getting on my mule to leave Valley Ranch one day.
Your mule?
Yeah, he yanked me off of that thing.
How did you ever make it in mainstream society?
I don't know, but he yanked me off of that thing, and I was down on that concrete right there, and he took them reins, that mule, and he just started whipping me.
Wow, what a scene. All right, Wade, everybody wants to know how it came down yesterday.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say, Chan, I like the way you talk. Reminds me of my daddy.
I like the way you talk.
Well, thank you. You know, it was weird. I thought something was up on Sunday night after we took that whooping in Green Bay, and Jerry wanted me to ride back on his airplane.
Mm-hmm.
I got on the airplane, and there's no pilot, no co-pilot, just Jerry sitting there with a parachute and goggles.
That's odd.
So I got on the plane, and I didn't know Jerry had his pilot's license, but sure enough, we took off, and we started flying, going back to Dallas, and he didn't say nothing. Then we got over, I think it was Kansas, and he said, "The hell with you," and he jumped out. And he went flying out that window with his parachute, and feathers went flying everywhere, and there was trash blowing around that plane. I looked around for another parachute, and all I saw was a knapsack with pots and pans on it. So I decided to get behind the stick, and I landed that plane.
Wow, and you're not a pilot.
No, but I used to crop dust for Daddy.
Used to spray
his sorghum and wheat.
Well, I bet Jerry didn't know that. You foiled his plan.
Yeah, I just landed this plane, and took the keys back to his office the next day and said, "Here are your keys to your plane, Jared." He said, "You're fired." It's strange.
That is odd. All right, so what kind of advice do you coaches have for your former boss, Jerry, as to who he should hire permanently here? Dave?
Well, obviously, I think the perfect guy for the job of Cowboys head coach is already on the current staff.
Wonder who that might be.
He's short,
He's fiery. He has a unique voice. You want to take a guess of who it is?
I'm going to guess it's you.
No, Joe DeCamillis.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't take this job for $1 zillion.
Okay. What about you, Chan Gailey?
Well, I'd take it for $1 zillion. Now, that sounds like an awful lot.
Sounds pretty good.
Now, you know, I expect Jerry don't need my advice. Hell, he's so rich, he buys a new boat each time one gets wet. But he's made out pretty good so far. But if I was pressed on a matter, I'd say my advice to Jerry is to, well, go ahead and die so we can get some fresh blood in here.
Wow, that's...
Now, I know what you're thinking, fresh blood. I mean, doesn't Jerry get a life-renewing blood transfusion every day from supermodel virgins? Yes, that's true. But I'm talking about someone new, and I think that the only guy that can successfully own and GM this team is our Savior Jesus Christ. You should turn it all over to him.
Okay.
Sound advice.
Sound advice. Wade Phillips, what advice would you give to Jerry?
Advice to Jerry. You want the unvarnished truth?
Mm-hmm.
I think he needs to take those two sons of his and take a flying leap right in. I mean, I would like to thank the Jones family for everything that they have done.
Oh, no.
Working for the Cowboys was fun, and I'm proud of what we accomplished.
Coach, you can't get past the prepared statement?
Except for this year, because we sucked bad. Sorry about that.
Well, thank you all for being part of our former Coaches Roundtable. Dave Campo, we appreciate it.
Obviously, good to be with you again, guys. Do it any time.
Chan Gailey, thank you.
So long, devil in the plastic banana.
Okay, and Wade, good luck on your future endeavors.
All right, by the way, the diet's off. I ate a wedding cake this morning.
Oh, no.
Morning to you.
Oh, that's terrible news. Well, there they go. All the former Cowboys head coaches. Wow, that was loud.